Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. We're studying the book of Romans, and we're in chapter 8. We're looking at verse 18 in this episode. Let me read that for us. "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Now, in the previous episode, I talked very frankly about suffering in the life of the believer. It's not something that we're exempt from. It's not something that God wants to take away. It's something that God uses profoundly in our lives because it is an inevitable part of life. And to think that the Christian life is a passport to bypass suffering is a very ill-informed biblical understanding of the Christian life. And I would go as far as to say you could actually fall into preaching a false gospel if you eliminate suffering as part of your understanding of what the Christian life is all about. Now, I want to go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18, and read those for us because they really flesh out what Paul says here in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. But let's listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. "Therefore, we don't lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, far beyond all comparison. For while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are unseen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal." Now, I want you to listen to what Paul's saying, because I think this really fleshes out exactly what he's saying here in Romans 8. He's saying several things about suffering. One is that it is actually working to produce something. The suffering itself does something that can't be done any other way. It has to work through suffering. And what is it doing? It's producing something of eternal glory. Notice the contrast that Paul brings in 2 Corinthians. He says the suffering is like a light momentary affliction, but the result that it's producing has an eternal weight of glory. You see the difference. You see the contrast. Most of us see suffering as this heavy thing, and we think it's going to last forever. But Paul's perspective is exactly opposite. He's saying if we have God's perspective and God's understanding about what suffering does in our lives, we see that it's actually light and it's momentary compared to what it's producing. It's producing something of great worth. And he says that it's a glory that is going to be revealed. Now, exactly when that revelation is going to happen, we don't know. Some of this is rooted, I believe, in some type of eschatology in Paul's thinking. At the end time, when we see everything clearly, there's going to be a glory in it all. But now we have to have faith, and we have to understand that our suffering is actually working something deeply powerful in our lives. This is why it's such a beautiful part of our lives and not something to be despised, not something to just pray out of our lives. In fact, we can't pray our suffering out of our lives. We have to trust God and persevere through our suffering. And this is something that Paul's going to take up in more detail in the following verses. Because the place that we inhabit now as believers on this earth is full of suffering and hardship. Doesn't mean that there aren't blessings and good things as well, but the Christian life is not the elimination of difficulty. It's the preparation and the provision for difficulty that we access in Christ Jesus and in our identity as children of God. This is what makes us different, and this is what gives us what's necessary to walk in and through suffering in order to receive the glorious benefit that it brings in our lives. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.